Good evening.
I can't see my birds.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Four Beers, No Fears, episode 39. And for those of you that are good at counting, yes, that's one before 40. Are we drinking 40 ounces next week? I don't know. We might have to. But anyways, this is Tommy.
This is speckle-headed warbler.
Nope.
Jordan.
Yep. And as always, we'd like to thank the speckle, whatever, hot rods for being the best darn sponsor with the monster out there, known for burnouts, known for fast cars, known for going to buy cars and them being stolen when you get to buy them. What? Thanks, whatever, hot rods, for this delicious beer. Just a quick rundown for tonight, you ladies and you gentlemen. We're doing a 3-2-1 condiments. I think this one's going to get a little saucy. I can already guess what Jordan's is.
That's disgusting.
Following that up with a What Would Tommy Do Bar Edition. I'm sure Jordan will have a lot to add on that after the last few weekends. Mm-hmm. And lastly, we're doing another Wisco Is Better.
Can we open these goddamn beers?
Gosh darn. Nah, we're doing the shots first as we always do. So another one I'm trying out in the center of the bomb glass is Kissed Caramel Vodka surrounded by an apple pie. So there's alcohol in here. If you listen to this, that's the sound of a 7-Up. Just because we need a mixer in there. So, Jordan, watch the amount. I'm just going to.
Yeah, there you go.
Your turn.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
You have to make the sound. Good. Oh, two warps. Three warps. I don't know about that, my man.
I'm filling it up.
Okay, cheers to the. This is called the Cuckoo Caramel Apple because it's a lot of booze.
We can definitely work on that.
I thought that was going to be way worse. That was
pretty good.
Props. That was tasty.
Props on that, Tommy.
Why?
Props on that.
I know it's weird to say that. Why was that so good?
That was
there
really
was
good.
A shot of vodka, two shots of moonshine, and a whoop of 7-Up.
That was.
That'll yoink you.
We should have ate before this.
I have had a burger patty, a cup of coleslaw, and a hot dog no bun today. Mm-hmm. Oh, some Jim.
Oh.
Can't forget the yum yum. All right, bottled Coors Lights. They just taste better when they're not in a can.
Silver Bullet.
Cheers, Jordan.
The best.
This is not a Silver Bullet.
The best one is the ones that
the
come in the twist
silver
off.
The actual Silver Bullet, 16 ounce wide. Yeah. Clink.
Those are the best. Oh yeah, that's good right there. You know what? For the longest time, because Coors Light was like the first beer I've ever had. Or slash stole out of my, you know, dad's beer fridge.
What?
So I never really liked it up until the last pod, or it wasn't the last one, but the one that.
It was my party. So you drink in those.
Yeah.
And you're like. So Coors Light was three for me. Started by only drinking Twisted Teas. This is when I was two.
I'd probably say this is my second favorite beer.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, yeah. Bud Light's third. Started with Twisted Teas, just couldn't get in a beer yet. Moved to a Spotted Cow, Kansas Spotted Cow. Wasn't good for the weight loss journey. No. I was putting 6-7 down a night.
Yikes. How many calories are in this one Spotted Cow?
A lot. It's like a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
And then from there, I moved to Coors Light, and I drank tons of Coors Light in college.
Yeah. What are the specs on Coors Light, Tommy? We didn't tell him.
It's been a while. I think it's 4.2%, 101 calories.
We haven't done Coors Light.
I thought we did cans, but it's kind of weird. What'd I say? 4.2%, 102 calories, 5 carbs. Right on the schmoney.
Damn.
A lot of carbs, though, actually.
Yeah. How many is in a can of Busch Light?
Two. I don't know. 4.6? I don't know. I like Coors Light, though. I always have.
Yep.
I didn't think you liked it. I think that's why we never did it.
Yeah.
But I think you recently found your new liking for it.
Yeah.
When we started this podcast 40 weeks ago, you were not the biggest one. Okay. Local news.
No, I just said I never was a fan of beer until like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Or not beer, Coors Light.
Yep. So now for local news, we're going to start out with a word association. First one, pool jump. Pool jump.
Pool jump?
Swimming pool jump. Haley jumped in the pool.
Oh, I that's what I was thinking.
Word
you were getting
association.
At, but I
Word association.
That's what I first came to mind, but then I was thinking maybe he's thinking like a dirt bike ramp over the pool.
Telling you what, I feel like everybody can hear that dryer. That is loud.
You think so?
Yeah, I do, but maybe not.
I'll turn it off just in case.
Good idea. Now, I will tell you about the speckled warbler. The speckled warbler, indigenous to southeastern and northern Illinois, is actually a common bird once you get into the prairies. Once you get into more urban areas, you will not see them.
No, it's not.
I made that up. Okay, so yeah, we got back from... I'm going to tell a lot of stories, but basically, you know, I think for this to make sense, I have to start with one story to get into the next story. Okay? So, walking back from the bar, I get on my, or getting ready to leave the bar, I get on my Domino's app, order two pizzas. One, cheese, sausage, pepperoni. One, cheese, pepperoni, jalapeno.
Yep. As you do.
With delivery, it was $15. I'm like, sweet. I spent under $100 tonight. So we get back. The pizza's just being delivered as we get back. Bring it to the house. Couple of hungry kids, I tell you what.
I tell you what.
Guess we open the pizzas. Guess what is
those mother?
Only burgers. Cheese.
Again.
And we had this party a couple weeks ago. I ordered six pizzas, all with different toppings. Only cheese.
Who orders plain cheese pizzas?
And I said that. I said, I'm not. Why would I do the pick two if I would? I'm looking at it on my app.
Yeah.
I'm reading it to you.
Right.
And this is after I talked to that robot lady for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
What are you looking to do? Speak to a person.
Please.
What was that? Speak to a person. What was that? Mm-hmm. Yo, that makes me mad. So at this point, I have the two cheese pizzas. I go to call Domino's to get this corrected. Walk into the backyard, look in the pool, and there's Haley. And she didn't tell anyone she was going in the pool. And she's just like, what's up?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing in the pool? It's 39. She's like, want to go for a swim?
It's 39 degrees out, so the pool is very cold.
I do this whole call, and I'm like, Haley, what are you doing? She's like, there's no ladder. I can't get out. So I go get the ladder. I knock all the gutters off the house in the process. Because I'm a half sheet to the wind. I won't say three sheets, two sheets. I'm half sheet to the wind.
Okay.
She gets out of the pool. She's just wearing her underwear in my backyard. Mind you, my neighbors have children.
Oh, my God.
Nah, that wasn't a big deal. It was like 1 in the morning. But now she went in that pool. No one dared her to do it. She just
walked off and did it.
Yeah, no one even noticed she was in the backyard. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm in the pool. So I guess it's weird, but
it is funny.
The first person to ever go in our pool was Haley.
Yep.
Just went on in the pool. Then she went into the bathroom and took my shower towel strung out. The audacity. The volume in this bus is astronomical. All right.
And then right after that, she just laid on the couch and
wrapped up in the towel
and the blanket.
I think she had one piece of pizza on her way to the couch. Wrapped up in a couple blankets and was done.
Yep.
It's like the warmest of the bar and then the coldest of the pool and one bite of food.
Wrapping up in blankets.
And she was just out.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what I'm curious about is I got up early the next morning.
Yep.
She was fully clothed.
Well, I'm sure she woke up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It was freezing.
You think she was confused?
I'm sure she was.
She said the next day her legs were sore. Which
she
I have
said they
to,
were burning, yeah, probably from the chlorine.
No, I think how cold that water was, it shocked her muscles.
Maybe.
And she stood in there. What's your dog doing?
Just standing.
Is he all there?
No, he's not.
Okay. Other local news. There are now two rental trucks in the driveway.
Wow.
Today, Jordan delivered chain hoists.
Wow.
Do you want to tell the crowd how chain hoists work?
Well, no.
Do you not know how?
It's through multiple gears.
Yes.
I've used them multiple
times. It's like the most, it's like a tough boy pulley system.
Yeah.
That's how I call it. 9 of them to a pharmaceutical distribution center.
8 of them.
Well, there was supposed to be 9. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Missing one.
8.
We got it all figured out.
Okay, cool. He delivered those today. And instead of letting Jordan drive a half-ton truck, like an F-150 or a Silverado, he came in this one-ton.
No, it's a three-quarter.
This is a one.
No, it's not.
I know it is.
This is a 2500.
No, this is a 1-ton truck.
Then it would be a 3500.
No.
This is a 3/4-ton truck.
You sure?
I
promise. I know it says 250 space D. So maybe it says Hyper Duty. I thought this was a 1-tonner, but I'm not going to fight you on it. It's a cool truck. It just, he drove in the lawn. I don't think he's ever driven a truck before. He's driven my lawn to do. Next. So we did a meat raffle for
You know what I'm going to do tomorrow morning, just because you said that? I'm going to pull out behind that tree.
Don't do it.
And just do a crazy burnout, fling all mud into your windows.
If you do that,
yeah,
rent is up.
$1.
No. 200.
Oh, okay.
$100 for each line you leave in my lawn. All right. That's the deal. That would not be cool.
Okay.
I just cut that grass, darn it.
Maybe you should just be nicer in what you say to me. Then you wouldn't have
this. That wasn't mean. That was truth. Oh. I was truth. What's wrong? Bird. that was funny. I'd like to discuss meat raffle because I think outside of Wisconsin, nobody knows what that is. I put in a group message
today. Yeah. I thought everyone knew. I thought this was common knowledge.
At least in Wisconsin. I thought it was. Especially.
Is it a Wisconsin thing?
I thought Wisconsin. It is.
Now I'm really going to do burn on your front yard.
I was just making that. So Wisconsin, yeah, I don't know. I've never heard of it anywhere else. But I put in a group text, meat raffle tomorrow night, see at 6:30. Mm-hmm. And someone had the audacity to say, what is a meat raffle? 11 minutes for him to do that. How long until he does it again? God bless. So a meat raffle at our Wooden Nickel, they do it from 7 to 7:30. Every 10 minutes, they give out like 6 or 7 good cuts of meat.
Meat.
No lobster tail. I was kind of looking for that. But me and Jordan, well, we have to get bar stools, though. So I can't imagine us leaving earlier than last time. I think we're going to leave at the same time, 4:45. Get there at 5:30.
We're going to drive.
I'm going to walk. You can drive. I'm going to walk. I'm happy to get some steps in. In the winter, guess what? We can drive.
All right.
In the summer, we can walk. All right. In the spring. So basically, you sit down, have a couple drinks. I buy 20 raffle tickets.
So we're going to have to get there. What time did we get there last week?
We got there. We left at 5:15. We probably got there at 5:25. I say we try to get at 5:10. Right. Because I think 5 minutes will make a difference.
We did end up getting bar seats, though.
Yeah, we kind of had to jump at them.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. I just want to get settled.
I didn't spend any money on tickets, so I'm...
Or drinks. I had you last week.
Yeah, you did. I Venmo'd you.
You Venmo'd me. Yeah. Just no tickets. But this week, are you buying tickets?
Yeah, I will. Yeah. We're going to win something this week.
We better. I mean, but they said it was busy. And that place, for a Tuesday night bar like that, every bar so was taken.
Yep.
The seats behind us, and there was people standing.
Yep.
Meat raffles are a good midweek break. My only complaint is it's another night where me and Jordan get a little tipsy.
Is that a negative, though?
See, no. But as long as I don't come home like, I'm starving. But I think that's...
Although if we did win some meat, we probably would end up cooking it.
I am out of propane.
Oh, really?
Maybe I get some tomorrow, though. No, I wouldn't. That's the stuff they're giving out. I want to enjoy like a dinner.
Yeah.
I don't want to like slap it on the grill. Eat a raw piece of chicken.
Yeah.
It's rare.
Yeah. That's true.
Do you have any other local news that has happened from 1 week today?
Other than, you know, a few shootings.
No, we don't. We don't talk about that on the podcast now.
Not really.
That's local news as in our friends in this house.
Oh.
Pool is crystal clear, except for some dirt on the bottom, but the water... Perfect. No changes to.
Although when I tested it, wasn't very good.
I'd swim in it. what did it read?
Very bad.
What levels read?
So it's a thing where you
I know what it is.
It's a test strip, and then you take a picture of the test strip, and then you text it to a.
Oh really?
A number, and then the number says, and then it texts you back, and it gives you all this like numbers and shit.
Yep.
I don't remember what any of the parameters
were. I know. What was too high or too low?
Oh, it was like, I don't know.
No, you don't worry about it. Was there one thing that really stood out?
don't remember.
It's sounding less. It's sounding less and less bad.
I did it like 3 weeks ago, man.
Oh, really?
I don't remember.
Wait, before I did everything.
Let me look.
So Jordan is now taking out his phone. I want to drink this beer. Sing to them for a second. Where did you learn that sweet siren song?
So your cyanuric acid level is low. Our alkalinity level is excessively high.
Really?
Your total hardness level is low, and your free available chlorine level is low. And
really?
It tells you, like,
how much. It needs more chlorine.
And then it tells you how much to put in.
Oh, so now they're trying to sell us stuff.
Of what products.
Oh. Can I see those numbers really quick?
Yeah.
So, oh, and I don't know if I can believe it. Calcium is 5 pounds of calcium.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Did you put in how big the pool was?
Mm-hmm.
2 pods, that's not a lot. 15 pounds of decreaser.
Mm-hmm.
The chlorine level is not that low if you only need a 1/2 pound.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that alkalinity, but I guess I'm not an expert in this chart on it as I used to be. Was going to go buy another Dodge Charger. It was a Mopar Deep Blue.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, no, the car was awesome though. It was a Scat Pack, but it was done. Cammed headers, exhaust. It had hardened internals, built transmission,
mm-hmm.
awesome wheel tire setup, awesome spoiler, maybe some suspension. The car was badass.
Yep.
I was just gonna go look at it just Sunday because I was bored. I get there, I'm talking to the owner, and I'm like, "Where is this car?" He's like, that's why I'm here. They stole 3 of them last night. I'm like, and he was driving a purple Hellcat. I'm like, what about this? Can I buy this? And it was out of my price range. Yeah. I think he was actually high on it at cost.
Yeah.
It was not like I saw the interior. It was cloth interior.
Oh, really?
But whatever. I'm going to take my last sips of this beer. We are moving on to the next segment. Jordan, would you go grab the next 2 beers?
Are we doing 2 segments?
We're doing long ones again. Yep. We might cut it short, like, before it runs out of time, but
yeah.
I think the longer segments are better for convo flow.
Same.
So now my beer boy is going over there to get some more beer.
Excuse me?
I called you my beer boy? What do you want me to call you?
Jordan.
Jordan, beer boy?
No.
Jordan, boy, beer.
Yes.
Jordan, boy, beer. Can I have a beer?
Oh.
You gotta put $1 in the belch jar.
Lick my butthole.
No, what is wrong with you? Children and animals hate you, Ron Burgundy. I keep thinking you're giving me the harder ones to open. To tell you the truth. All right, you know who we have to call now?
You're Sam. A wuss bag.
Okay, first of all, no, I'm not a wuss bag. Second of all, is your dog going to bark?
I don't know. Let me ask him real quick, Tom.
You told me he can't talk today, so don't take that. And now we're calling Sam for sports.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Yellow. Hello. What's he gonna say? Ooh. Quick, call it.
Yellow.
Okay, I can see yellow.
Does he know we're calling?
I texted him.
Castle, what's your hassle?
Ooh.
Mixing it up
mixing
today.
Mixing it up, Sam.
We're getting funky fresh.
Ooh, funky fresh.
I like it.
All right, Sam. I don't know if you have sports. I don't know if you have something about the North Woods. I don't know if you have something about anything. Tell me.
I bought some new coffee.
What?
I bought some more coffee tonight.
Nice.
That's kind of cool.
He watched coffee?
He just bought some more coffee.
Oh, yeah. Sam has actually just started drinking coffee at the ripe age of 24.
Leave me alone. But anyways, I do have some sports stuff to talk about. And this is kind of, so you know, I'm not going to be reporting on your typical usual scores this evening. We're going to talk about some ethical dilemmas in sports. We're getting deep. So,
okay.
Last night, it was announced that I believe 10 to 12 European soccer leagues are leaving their own divisions to form what's called the European Super League.
I don't know. This sounds like the Hunger Games.
It sounds crazy, okay? And so, but the teams involved are even crazier. Like, all of these teams are super good. You got Real Madrid, Barcelona, with some of the top players in the world coming from the Premier League and all these different leagues joining to make the Super League. Which sounds awesome, right? But the overall governing body of the English soccer is saying no. And if you leave to join this league, you'll be banned from competing from your home country in the FIFA or the Olympics and all this other stuff. So, like, there's a ton of people upset that they're forming this league. While some people think it's awesome and it's a good way to increase viewership. What do you guys think?
Follow up. Well, is soccer in the Olympics?
I am. First of all, I think it's awesome. Second of all, I'm not surprised that they did that. Soccer is the biggest sport in the world, and there's definitely a lot of money involved. Money involves bad people sometimes. And
the mob.
If you go against, you know, those players are bringing in the owners of those organizations a lot of money. So if they leave, they're going to be losing money. So it's almost like a union is organizing and they're kind of shutting that shit down.
So one of the teams that wants, they're not necessarily, I should rephrase this. They're not necessarily leaving their current league. So Arsenal and Tottenham are two teams that are in the Premier League that are just going to join the Super League so they can play for just like a, you know, play in the, during the middle of the week and have these big games against these big opponents. So they're not necessarily leaving. But here's the catch. Do you know how much Barcelona is worth?
$4 million. $5 million. Six.
$900 million.
$900 million. Yes, good guess.
Holy cow.
So teams like, but when they win the Champions League, you know how much money they make from the Champions League Cup that goes back to their team?
I know nothing.
A million.
$600. Oh.
A million?
Just $1 million. Like something like that.
How?
So the return on investment for some of these teams is so low that they said, fuck it, we're just going to start our own league and just make buttloads of money. So a lot of fans feel like these teams that they've loved since they were a kid are selling out now.
That's interesting. So how are these teams making money? They're just sponsorships and like advertisements?
Sponsors, ads, I think it's all based on the owners of the league too. Like, that's some stuff I got to dig into more.
I have a follow-up question.
Ticket sales,
stuff
like
that. I saw
that
last night and I was looking at the memes, which is probably the best part.
Yep.
But that's crazy. Like, how they could just be like, we're just going to play our own games in the middle of the week and do our own thing and make a ton of money from it.
So my question now is, if they do this, would soccer still be in Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games?
God, I sure hope so.
That's a good question.
Devastating.
You are asking the real question.
Someone has to do it.
The sport that we know.
Huh. Yeah, well, I don't like soccer, so next part of sports.
there it is. Let's see. The Brewers, the Milwaukee Brewers, they beat the Cubs. They won. They were doing really, really well. They were beaten. They've won like the last three series against the NL Central opponents and then got fucking beat by the Pirates in that three-game series.
Bastards.
I'm so angry.
I know. And then the Cubs turn around and kick the crap out of the A's.
Yeah, it's good. It's a long season. There's still a lot of games left to be played, but, you hope that you can at least beat the teams you know you should beat. You know what I'm saying?
You're preaching to the choir.
Hey, I'm talking to the singers.
And like I said last week, the Cubs, after coming out of that season when they won it all, they have to not only go back to their roots, but they have to keep in that they're a team and a family. And I think if they do that, they can be great again.
No, that's not it, Tommy.
All right, Sam, we are running up on our time limit, so we're going to let you go. But as always, thank you for the sports. And I don't know, man.
Are we not going to talk about the Jake Paul fight?
That's next for you. But we
oh,
are...
my God. Can I join on that, please?
Yeah, we got to have Sam.
I need, a little stand for you because my arm is getting tired of holding this phone. Sam, say something.
I didn't pay for shit, all right? Yeah,
that's
when I crack streams, hooked it up on my TV and watched I watched a live vlog what it felt like the whole freaking night.
Right.
How
awful was that, though? How did you watch, the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I turned it on right before fight number one.
How awful
so
was
I,
it?
I turned it on as soon as the Black Keys finished performing.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh God! And those guys performed for a while.
So how awful was this?
It was. Oh my goodness
it was,
gracious!
I cannot believe that they charged people for this shit.
It was all a money grab. All this whole thing was. Let's get these celebrities that
big names.
Beat it. High C, low B tier celebrities.
Yeah.
Get them fucking drunk.
Yep.
And watch
fights and some music.
Yeah.
And high.
And
just talk about fights and watch fights.
And talk about fights very unintelligently.
Yeah.
No one knew what they were talking about.
At one point during that first fight, they were in the middle of the fight and they cut to the commentary box because fucking
That pissed me off.
What's his name walked in?
I don't even remember his last name now.
And I like him.
Pete Davidson.
I just can't think of his name. What was his name?
Pete Davidson.
Yeah, Pete Davidson. He walked into the box and they're just like, oh shit, it's Pete Davidson.
Oh, look who's there.
I'm like, what the fuck?
So
anyways, getting to Ben and Jake's fight, I knew coming into this that Ben just wanted to prove a bunch of people wrong.
Yeah.
But Jake came out for blood, and Ben didn't. And that's the whole fucking...
No, Jake came out for pizza.
Jake wanted to knock that dude's ass.
So here's what I think.
You got a two-minute warning, guys, before it cuts out, so let's kind of wrap it up.
All right, so here's what I got to sneeze.
Bless you.
So, hey!
Bless you.
So here's what I think. I think Ben came in for a payday. He was not... It's not like he didn't want to win, but he wasn't hungry to win. He didn't care too much. Either way, if he lost, he's getting paid almost double than what he's ever made in a UFC fight. So it's just you might as well, why not just go in and with very little training and, if you get your ass kicked, who cares really? That's what I think kind of happened. I also think this fight definitely shouldn't have been stopped that early, though.
Final comments, guys.
I kept saying, I saw something online that said, it was rigged. Jake is a part owner in Triller.
Right.
And Triller made all this money.
After...
The refs might have paid it off.
All right, you guys, 30 seconds, come on.
After seeing...
Tommy, why are you cutting us off, dude?
Because if I don't cut you, the software is going to cut it off. There's
it's
a time limit.
30 minutes, though.
I don't know what's going to do at 30 minutes, though.
So I don't think... I wouldn't be surprised if it was rigged just by seeing how the promotion, actually the whole entire promotion went. It was mostly like a concert and just celebrities than it was actually fighting. So
yeah, it was.
I've seen that, but I don't know.
Yeah, glad I got to say I saw it.
Yeah. All right, Sam.
All right, Jordan. Jordan.
All right, we'll see you guys later. Thanks for telling me how to run my podcast, Sam. Have a good week.
I love you, Tommy.
Love you, too.
Love
bye.
You,
all righty. Guess who's back? Back again.
Jordan's
Tommy's
back.
Tell a friend. Now, everyone listen to the podcast. Now, everybody listen to the podcast. Wait, stop. Business time.
Pajama time.
No, business time. Have we talked about the new White Claws yet? Not the tees. Not
the
variety pack 3.
The
Surge, baby.
No, I don't think so.
So White Claw has officially launched Surge. You can find them in stores now.
I don't even want to try them because I know they're.
Well, yeah, I heard there's a cranberry and a blood orange. I'm hearing they taste more like a vodka seltzer than anything else. So when those new Trulies came out, the 8%ers, those were bad.
Terrible.
They were like Four Locos with half the alcohol.
Same with them Bud Light Platinum seltzers.
Yeah, I like a Bud Light Platinum. I think that's a pretty tasty beer.
It's all right.
But no, the Bud Light Platinum seltzers were bad.
Yeah.
So, will I give the White Claw a chance?
Sure.
Sure. Will I like it? Stay tuned, we'll baby. See. Alrighty. But.
We're going to have to try them before we commit to a whole.
They only sell it individually. And they're in.
Like tall boys?
They're shorter than the can, but they're still 12 ounces. They're, you know, like the. Yeah. No, I don't know what they're. I think they're 16-ounce cans. But
so a tall boy.
Like I said, we're doing 3, 2, 1 condiments. 3 is our third most favorite, 1 being our most favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jordan, I already know what your number 1 is, and it's not the same as mine.
How do you know?
I'm not gonna
maybe
say
I might switch it up.
Okay, but would you be lying?
No.
Me or you first? 3, 2, 1.
You go first.
My third favorite mm-hmm. is yellow mustard.
Lame. Boring.
Okay, I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Does it increase any hot dog, hamburger, ham sandwich, roast beef, turkey? Is it an awesome binder for your smoked meats? Is it an awesome grill additive to your burgers?
Of course.
It's versatile. It's tasty, mm-hmm. and it's 0 calories. Mm-hmm. I love yellow mustard. You can dip pretzels in it. Mm-hmm. You can make honey mustard with it. It's mm-hmm. it's a very important ingredient to make honey mustard.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Super important ingredient for honey mustard.
In fact, it's about 50%.
You guys ever made a fancy sauce with ketchup, mustard, and hot sauce?
Ooh.
1/3 of the ingredients in that one. You ever thought of a hot dog and not thought of mustard on it?
Never.
Bingo. So that is why mustard is my third favorite condo. Mint.
My third. It's probably like
garlic aioli.
A honey mustard.
Huh. Funny.
You said yellow mustard, though. There's better mustards out there.
Sure. But no,
sure.
I'm just saying.
That's definitely the staple. I will give you that.
Sure. Yeah.
But I just enjoy honey mustard more than like a regular yellow.
How do you make honey mustard?
With yellow mustard?
Honey mustard is the baby of mustard and honey.
Oh, is that what it is?
No, honey mustard. Mustard's the daddy.
Oh. God.
What do you put honey mustard on? Why do you like it?
Everything. Mac and cheese. You ever done it?
No.
Don't knock it till you try it.
No, how many people have you killed? You put that on the people you killed. Like,
24.
21. So is there one food that you couldn't eat without honey mustard? Because I noticed you're kind of going to town on that like sweet chicken sauce, which is not honey mustard.
No, that's just like Chick-fil-A sauce. I didn't know that they made something like this, so I'm impressed and I'm gonna buy a whole gallon of it.
I don't think they sell the gallon, but okay. So, anything else to say about honey mustard?
No.
Okay.
It's good.
Number 2, I'm going to say a spicier barbecue sauce.
Okay.
Like, not, like, there's a couple, so like the Famous Dave's Hot and Spicy, or not Famous Dave's, Sweet Baby Ray's.
Okay.
There's a Bullseye Hot and Spicy, there's a Bubba's Spicy Barbecue. Like, I like a hot barbecue, like it's sweet, but then it's really hot. So, I'll put that on wings.
Yep.
I will put that on a burger.
Ooh, I love wings.
I will put that on ribs, brisket, smoked turkey, smoked pork, smoked chicken. I'm a barbecue guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I also love like a Southwest burger with an onion ring and some barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Barbecue sauce can really elevate a dish.
It's very important.
It's because you need the sweetness, but for me, it's got to be hot too. And for a lot of like other sauces, I'll put barbecue sauce in it to give it a sweet and savory element. So barbecue sauce is my number 2.
So I'm going to say barbecue sauce is my number 2. However, I'm going to go for more of like the sweet and vinegary side of barbecue sauce and not the hot.
I've had sweet and I've had like a white barbecue, but I've never had sweet and vinegar at the same time.
No. Not at the same time.
Okay.
But you can get one or the other.
Barbecue's gotten weird because like that white spread I make is technically an Alabama white barbecue sauce with the vinegar and all the spices.
That one white barbecue though that we bought just out of the bottle, I didn't care.
It's not awesome. It's not worth the price. It's okay.
No.
You got to make it yourself. Yeah. You use ACV, chili pepper, a little pinch of brown sugar, a lot of mayonnaise.
Yep.
So you're saying a sweeter or more vinegary barbecue is for you?
Yep.
Why?
I like it.
What do you put it on? You got to kind of supplement.
First of all, I really like it on eggs. On
that's
scrambled
weird to
eggs.
Me. But I'm a person that'll put a drop of ketchup or salsa on my scrambled eggs.
Oh, yeah, but see, I just like sauces in general on literally everything. So
yeah, well, our fridge says it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've put barbecue sauce on sushi before.
Okay. Well, you're
I'm going to prison.
Your public image is diminishing.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Alcohol was involved.
Oh, I was gonna say, well, but you do have this. You know, sometimes you have a sweet mayo or a teriyaki. So I guess it's not the craziest thing. I just think you might have taken a little away from the fish.
It was festival sushi. It wasn't
$5.
It wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't anything special.
Okay. That's fine. I guess that's fine. I guess. So, all right. Your cases, like your sauces are fine choices, but your arguments are not awesome. But my number one, mayonnaise.
Ooh, good base for everything.
Exactly. Is it good on its own? Yep. You put a little cayenne in it, awesome. You put a little lemon or lime in it, awesome. Mm-hmm. Garlic, forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's some sauces I can concoct with mayonnaise. Like there's this.
It's perfect for everything.
Well, you can if you put that on your grilled cheese instead of butter, your bread gets so much crustier.
Mm-hmm.
You put a little bit of that in your ground beef before you cook it, you're gonna have the juiciest burger of your life.
You mix mayonnaise with your barbecue sauce.
Oh my god.
Oh my lantern.
Oh my god. I'll do like all kinds of. Oh, you weren't there, but before Easter we made crab rangoons. I took mayonnaise, chili powder, and sweet chili sauce and mixed that together. Drizzled it on the top of the rangoons.
That sounds good.
Game over, man.
Yeah.
But there isn't a dish, and you said you have to make a mayo sauce for it, and I couldn't do it. Spicy, sweet, savory, salty, beep-bop-boop.
Beep-bop-boop.
Mayonnaise.
Edamame.
No, not a mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is the foundation of the best dishes in America. Umami.
Yep, I'd agree.
Meat flavor.
I would agree.
All right, what's your number one?
Ketchup. I love ketchup.
It's actually disappointing.
I love it. Ah, I love it.
Yeah, it's weird because like I cooked burgers last weekend and I went to grab the ketchup because I thought Jordan gets the big one, the big container. Ooh. And I went to grab it and I had to put it back because even though he only bought it 2 or 3 weeks ago, the big container was gone. Ketchup's fine.
Oh, I love it so much. I will put ketchup on everything.
And for me, there's not much I'll put ketchup on anymore.
Really? Oh, It's so good.
I will put.
You mix some ketchup with some mayo even? Ooh, daddy.
That's not that good.
Ooh, daddy.
That's not that good. The only thing that I'll, like, the only time I will use ketchup is when I get, like, a skillet. I'll put hot sauce and ketchup on it.
Yeah.
But I can't think of another time. Because even on burgers, I don't use ketchup anymore. I'll use like a barbecue on a burger before I use ketchup. Yeah. Hmm. Hot dog, just yellow mustard or relish.
Interesting.
I can't think of something. I don't know. And even like at McDonald's, I don't want ketchup for my McNuggets. I want barbecue sauce or ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Ranch was my number four. Ranch is my number four.
Okay. No, if I get chicken nuggets, I'll definitely go barbecue sauce. But...
So why? What is ketchup? You think ketchup is better than barbecue sauce?
Sometimes. Well, maybe. I don't know.
I think ketchup is dyed barbecue sauce. It just tastes like
I don't even. So good.
But why? What is your favorite food with ketchup?
A good fry with some ketchup is.
I guess. Well, you know what that makes me think of? When you get those crispy fries at a Red Robin, you get a good dip of ketchup. That's good.
I don't know if I've ever been to. I've been to Red Robin, but I don't remember it.
Well, but then they have campfire sauce at Red Robin, and that's barbecue and mayonnaise. And it knocks.
It knocks.
I don't know. You know what I think we need to do one night is to do all the Heinz combos where they have like the Cranch, the ketchup barbecue. They have all the mixes. All right, just I'll tell you what.
Some fries and or something like that.
Maybe I'm starving. My 600 menus. Calories of food today.
Ooh, I am
hungry. Out the window. Although you have a ton of leftovers.
I ate way more than you today. So
would you? Yeah, you probably definitely did. Anyway, yeah. Well, the thing is, you ate at normal times today.
Yeah.
Got to work. Had two Slim Jims. There's my first 260 calories.
I don't know why you like Slim Jims so much.
It's just an easy bite that's no carbs and just a couple calories. But the thing is, I can keep my desk at work or in my truck.
Yeah.
Not going bad.
That's true.
Then I ate a hot dog at 1. Just the dog, not the bun. Then I ate a burger patty.
Put any ketchup on it.
No, I ate it plain. I ate it plain. All right, man. You want to go get us some more beers?
Yeah.
All right, guys. As Jordan is getting those next beers, I'm going to kind of warm you up for the next segment. Like I said, we're doing a WWTD, What Would Tommy Do? Bar edition. And now I've given Jordan a couple weeks to observe me for this. So, and we've actually brought it up in conversation. But so I'm going to walk you guys through a night at the bars with Jordan and Tommy. And I'm going to name the event, and Jordan is going to tell you what I do. Are you kosher with that? Are you crystal salty?
I'm crystal clear.
All right. So, Jordan, it's a Friday night. What would Tommy do? Getting ready just to go.
Telling everyone what time we're leaving. Because if you're not fucking ready by that time, all hell will break loose.
You're right. Will I have anything to drink before?
Oh, yeah, you will definitely have a few beers, maybe a cocktail.
See, I think it's one beer or one cocktail before.
Yeah.
So I like to get there earlier now. Not like college, but.
Yeah. All right. Which I dig. I've always been a get to the bar early and go home early.
And, you know, I'm kind of liking always that now. Been like I'm that. Okay not closing on bars. I'm okay leaving at 11:30, getting a little bit of food, and then having a good sleep.
Yeah.
Even though good sleep for me means 5:30.
You don't need to kill yourself closing down a bar.
No, but I did last week.
Yeah.
All right. This is one you're like walking to the bar.
Walking to the bar, talking way too much because he's so excited to get to the bar.
You're leaving out so many things.
Singing, yeah. Maybe singing the Wooden Nickel song.
Please come on, boys, and come on, girls. Put on your walking shoes. I'm not going to sing the whole thing because it'll be on Spotify soon.
Okay.
See, now you're missing a lot of things.
So then you fucking do it.
No, because I thought this was going to jump you. First, I wave at everybody.
Yep, because we're in Pleasant Prairie.
Straight sober or not Pleasant Prairie, straight sober or a couple drinks.
Yeah.
Waving at everybody.
Every car.
If there's a dog barking, I'm talking to it. If any car comes by me that has more than 6 cylinders, they're not getting by me without a burnout or just revving the crap out of it. I do like a whole like spin dance and they are all for it. I'm 2 for 2 so far.
Yeah.
Catching a car on the bar, making it do something. All right, Jordan. What is something I do as I walk into the bar?
Say hi to almost everyone, unless they look mean. you talk way too loud.
Okay.
Everyone can hear you in the bar. You talk to the bartender as if they're your family member, which isn't a bad thing.
I was going
to
say, I think that's a good thing. Where we go.
Although when it's like your first time meeting a bartender and you talk to them like they're your family, then it's kind of odd.
Have I ever done that? I don't know if I have.
Maybe not talk to them like they're your family, but you.
Hey, I was here last night.
Yeah, a little too friendly maybe the first time, and it kind of
I feel like can, but not a bad thing.
Sure.
What else?
I was going to say, because I normally walk in the door first because I walk the fastest, and then I hold the door for everyone.
Yeah.
I think that's a big Tommy move. And I walk back, hey!
Yeah.
Do a quick scan, see who's there.
Yeah.
Beeline for a
barstool. Say hi to anyone that you know.
Even if I don't know. Hey! Yeah. All right, Jordan. So we've sat down at the bar. I'm ordering my first drink.
Mm-hmm.
I am now in a conversation with the bartender. What mm-hmm. would Tommy do?
You guys got any specials today?
That is such a big me move. Oh my God, I didn't think of that.
You're going into just some hometown bar.
It doesn't matter if it's a fancy restaurant.
No, our special is the same thing every day. We have $2 beers. That's our special.
Oh, okay. Well,
that sounds good to me.
Okay. Bottles or cans?
Yeah. So.
Cap?
Yeah.
That was actually good. That what you said is why I did this, because you'll think of a couple things. I went, what are your specials?
Oh man, what else?
So when I'll add this. So
you guys getting anything new in here?
I don't think I've ever said that. Or I'll ask if they have anything new. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. So for me, it's either I know I'm starting with a beer, or I'll be like, give me your largest Long Island.
Yeah.
Or give me your strongest drink.
Right.
All right, Jordan. So, bar activities. What would Tommy do? I'll generalize it. Pool, darts, pool tabs, lotto machines.
Definitely not lotto machines. Definitely not pool. Maybe once in a while darts.
I'd say I do more pool than darts.
You've played pool with me. I can probably count on
7 times, I think.
Yeah.
But why do I say I don't want to play pool?
Because you don't want to like leave your spot at the bar or something. You want to socialize.
It's a commitment.
It's a commit. That's the line. Say that. Yep.
Not in for the commitment right now.
Yep. It takes a whole 7 minutes. Maybe I have kind of gotten you hooked on the pool tabs.
So right when I turned 21, I would do a lot of pull tabs at Sunnyside.
Yeah.
Because I went for breakfast every Sunday.
Yeah.
And at Johnny Z's, I would do like $5 at a time.
Okay.
But now at the Wood and Nickel, I'll rip 20s in there.
Yeah.
I've only hit big one time. And when I say big, not 100, not 500, not 1,000. I hit a 75 one time.
And you'll never beat that rush, though.
No, never. And like, I have this thing, like, when if Jordan goes, pulls them all, I have to pick the top 20 or the bottom 20.
Mm-hmm.
I have to open them a certain way.
Mm-hmm. One peel at a time.
I don't do that anymore. Life's too short.
Yep.
I'm finishing 3 drinks by the time I have the first.
Thank you. So pull tabs once in a while. Not once, more than once in a while, but not every time. Definitely no slot machines. I've never seen you play a slot
machine. Not with any drinks in me.
Right.
Because I'm 1-0 winning right now. Last time I got hammered and did slot machines, I won like $800.
Yeah.
So I don't.
That was in Vegas.
It was in Vegas, but I don't want to ruin the streak.
That's fair.
Yep. You know, I'll add jukebox and music into bar activities too.
I don't really see not you going
at,
up there. You'll like
at
request.
At the factory though, I would
hold it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And out in college. I don't know why I don't do it there.
Because no one wants to listen to you.
That's my only gripe at that place. No, not sometimes it will be quiet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. All right. So bar activities. After I've started drinking, talking to the patrons, the customers.
It also depends.
I always know somebody
a lot
there.
On who you're talking to. But yeah. I mean.
Okay. After a couple drinks, talking to bartenders.
Oh God! You talk. First of all, you talk too much. Bartender has other things to do.
Okay, but bartenders do enjoy talking to me. But I think it's because they've already found out be nice to him because he brings in a good crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like the promoter for that place. I really am.
Oh yeah, you definitely are, man.
Yeah,
don't know if you're being...
I'm being 100% sarcastic.
Okay, so you're
they
saying...
They would be just fine without us.
That's a good point. But are they doing better with me?
Well, yeah, of course.
That's what I was looking for. They would be doing the same. They would not have the young crowd.
Yeah, we've only seen like a younger crowd come in once and they all looked like they were 17 years old.
And we left because we're not the young crowd.
Yeah, they were.
That was a shady
group. Yeah, that was a shady group. What were we talking about?
Talking to bartenders after drinking.
Talking to bartenders. Very friendly. Almost a little too friendly. Mm-hmm. You're always talking about if they want to rent something.
Not always. I actually offered them free stuff for their
You did.
Scramble. You did. Is that your third beer?
That's your third beer.
I'm.
You're done with. Oh, you're done with it. God damn it.
Gosh darn it. I'm just saying, we're already 50 minutes in. Why am I feeling nauseous? Probably because I haven't eaten anything today. Yikes. Yeah. And I still got to drink another beer.
Nah.
Friday night, baby.
We'll make it. It's Friday.
Okay. Towards the end of the night, what is a I'm pretty drunk drink I would order?
Oh, man. First of all, it totally depends.
I can think of three things that I am known to do.
Like, the last time we went to the Wooden Nickel, you were already pretty decently drunk, and you ordered a Long Island.
What kind?
A blue whale.
The blue whale. Go up to my buddy, Barry. I said, can I get two Long Islands? One for me, one for me. We were celebrating, which I don't know what you're celebrating at this point.
Yeah. But you were celebrating.
And he goes, traditional? I said, hey, can you do the ones with 7-Up and Blue Curacao instead of Coke and Triple Sec? He goes, oh, the Blue Whale. I'm like,
sure.
Two Blue Whales, my sir. I watched him mix these up. I just drank 48 ounces of ice and liquor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he had room for Sprite.
No. There was a shot of Sprite.
And I was so proud of myself that night. And I don't mean to get off topic. I was so proud of myself that night because I maintained such a good beer buzz the whole night. Just a push light. And I'd step away from the bar. I was standing up and like.
Yeah, you were.
Yep. I was doing great. I think I probably had 7 or 8 of them. Great beer buzz. I get about a quarter through. Memory trickles away from there. I remember starting to run home by myself at 11:30 to meet the pizza guy.
And then halfway getting back home, turned right around.
I was like, my friends are there.
Yeah.
I turned around like, what's up? And then before I know it, bing, bang, boom, Mick takes a tequila shot, throws up on the tree.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember
And then
that.
The next one, he's like, that tequila shot, that's what got me. Like, it for sure. Wasn't the 4 shots of apple pie, the 9 beers, and the blue whale.
No,
it
definitely.
Was that was the tequila shot. All right.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I must have been playing pool or something.
Yeah. What I'll say for the drunk drink is a fat Long Island.
Yeah.
Two Twisted Teas at a time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a culprit. I call it the double barrel. Like,
yeah.
Walking around the bar like this. Yeah. Audio visual. I have 2 beers and 3 fingers, and I'm a big proponent of doing that. I don't know why.
Because you're a fucked, that's why.
Maybe.
You're a frat boy at heart.
No, I...
Yes, you are.
I've never seen a frat guy do that.
Oh, come on.
I'm not a frat. I was never in a frat.
You should have been.
No, Jordan. About this nice little cabin.
Mm.
Oh, what was the third thing? Long Island. 2 Twisted Teas. What is the other
You're thing? Not a huge, huge shot guy.
I'll do apple, anything apple.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't want tequila or vodka. I'll do rum shots, which is weird.
That's a little odd, but.
But, like, flavored rum.
Yeah. Nice.
What was that? What is the third thing, my third drunk run? I had it on my head. Man. And now I can't remember, but I feel like it had to be something comical.
You like to order some weird shit when you're drinking.
That's what it was. Because when I was in college, I had a full list of names called, they all were Tommy. So the last drunk order I'll do, it's the Tommy Bahama. It's lemonade, sweet tea vodka, and a floater of grenadine. The Tommy Bahama. And that's actually a pretty tasty drink.
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad.
But, and then last one, Jordan, because we're running out of time again, the walk home. What would Tommy do? It's a one-word answer.
Well,
it's a one-word answer.
Run.
Sprint.
Yeah. He'll just come up to you, tap you on your shoulder. Jordan, I'm running home real quick. I'm going
gone.
Home. I'm running. And he's just out the door. You're like, oh, okay.
I go from a large man to a Olympic track star. He's a runner. He's a track star. And I'm wearing like
jeans and a
Target Vans. And I'm just Forrest Gump down the road.
Oh, God.
All right, guys, we're going to grab two more beers.
Where'd Tommy go? Oh, he's just running home.
Well, but I'll take a sip. Like, if you have one more, you're going to be wrecked tomorrow. So I put my beer down.
And you just say,
Jordan, I'll come up to him, grab him. I'm going home.
Yep.
And I'm gone.
Yep. He won't stay and drink water or anything.
Nope.
Which I don't get.
This is me going
like,
back to a
bar. I need to go to bed now. Right now.
It's gone. And I started to do that the other night, but I realized. Yep. I have invited a host full of guests over. Yeah. I can't.
No. When you said that to me, I'm running home to meet the pizza guy. I was like,
he had no words.
Oh.
But I came back. Can you believe it? I can't.
No, I'm when really you came back, up. I was like, oh, thank God.
I'm really growing up for me to come back. And I was sprinting down the street. I'm like, stop. My friends are there. Why am I meeting the pizza guy?
Yeah. Pizza can wait.
I ended up having to order more anyways. All right, guys, we're going to get two more beers. We'll be right back. She's a runner. She's a track star. We're live. So, all right, guys.
I heard the click.
Yeah, big news here. Me and Jordan decided that Coors Lights are not podcast beers. They are campfire beers or like boat beers. They're not meant to be slammed like a latte or, in this case, a Bud Light Lime. And we were just talking over our quick 45-second break. We might keep doing Bud Light Limes because it's getting warmer. This makes me want to go sit out there. It is 41 degrees outside right now.
A little too cold.
But I want to go in the pool.
Oh, I wish it was warmer and sunny.
One time we will record this podcast in the pool. It's going to be so fun.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
Why? Is it the computer?
Electronics,
or the mic?
Mic, you know, headphones.
I am failing to see a problem. Also, did you hear my plan the other night? Instead of having to pull a swim in, I just get one inflatable island and I put it in the pool. That'd be fine.
Maybe.
All right, guys. So we are bringing back another Wisco is better than XYZ. We're doing Iowa, which is comparable to Wisconsin. I searched all over the internet and found a top 10 things about Iowa. This is the most vanilla list I've ever seen.
It's about Iowa. Vanilla. Have you ever heard anything cool about Iowa? Anything?
Colleges, baby.
Boring.
All right. The Ohio
See,
State.
Frat, that was something a frat boy would say.
What?
Colleges, baby.
They have Ames is a good time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Frat boy.
Cheers to Bud Light Limes and good times.
I feel like such a bitch drinking this, though.
This just goes down like butter.
It's so good, though.
This is like putting a tablespoon of bacon grease in your mouth.
What?
Okay, but why? It has the same alcohol as that. It's got...
No, I know. It just...
How many carbs is in one of these? That's
It's
the
just
only...
one of those things, like... Oh, really? You're going to drink a Bud Light Lime?
It only has three more carbs than the. It has 16 more calories and three more carbs. Honestly, Edward, I'll do it. Even a keto boy like me, I will drink this over them. But quickly, I really wanted to like that tonight, but neither of us, both of us, like, no, we're not having the fourth one.
Yeah.
I
like it, but you like you said, you can't. It's not. It just.
I had three beers and I had fears about drinking another one.
A little bit.
Oh, I have a LinkedIn notification.
Damn.
No, I will not run Google. These people thinking I'm gonna run Google.
Wait, hold on. Elon Musk is texting me.
Oh, Elon, stop!
You silly goose.
What, you want me to put solar panels on the top of a Tesla? No, I rent excavators.
You want me to?
You want me to drive a
send a AMC Hornet to Mars?
You want me to do burnouts? No, Elon. Oh, Gary V.
Oh.
All right. Anyways, so like I said, we're doing a Wisco is better than Iowa. Do you want me to go there? So I have their 1 to 10 right now. Do you want me to go their worst to best or best to worst?
Worst to best.
Okay. Here's their number 10.
All right.
In Iowa, you get good neighbors.
Doesn't count.
Have you met my old neighbor, Matt? He owned 2 bars. And he was so cool. And he put a zip line in my backyard when my mom wasn't home.
That's just like...
Do neighbors get any better than that?
You can't.
Wisconsin people are more fun than Iowans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have lakes. You know what they have?
Fields. Cornfields. We probably have more cornfields, but I don't know. Who cares? I was boring.
Okay, but we have small mountains, rivers, lakes.
Streams.
Brooks.
Dams.
Plateaus above the dam. Mm-hmm. Either way. So, we have better neighbors. I didn't even know our neighbors. They're
so
better.
So subject to a pin. Like, you know,
okay,
doesn't
dude,
count.
This list is gonna piss you off. Like,
oh,
as
it,
I was
it's
like,
going to.
All right. So this article is from 2020. It was a year old. And then they're number 9. Their biggest city, Des Moines, is the wealthiest in the country per capita of people. And also, this was taken a study done in 2014. So their number 9 was about a 1 magazine article from 2014. Are you kidding me? I also looked at the population of Des Moines. You want to take a guess at what it is?
Less than 100,000.
214.
Okay.
So it makes it smaller than Madison.
Oh, yeah.
Madison is much wealthier than Des Moines, Iowa.
You think so?
Have you ever heard of Milwaukee? Have you ever heard of...
So why would they say that then if it's the richest in the...
Well, so wealthiest. So it's income per household.
Oh.
But you can't do it to a huge city that has a big population because it's way lower class.
Yeah.
Okay. But it had enough. So like if you put Pleasant Prairie next to it, it'd probably be wealthier. But it has 215 as opposed to...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So wealthiest, higher... That was so dumb though. And it's from 2014 in 1 magazine.
Yeah.
Wisconsin, well, we're better, but that's just such a stupid fact.
What do you call them? Iowans?
Iowans, yeah.
Iowans, you all suck.
No offense, but offensive.
Offense.
All right. Number 8, there
Full
was
offense.
No number 8. There was no research.
Doesn't
so, have
seem
you ever
like
seen
there's
an,
any.
Have you ever seen an Iowa sign? And on the bottom, there's 3 words.
No.
Fields of opportunity. That's yeah, they got fields. You know what they don't have? Opportunity.
Nothing
your biggest else. City is only 215,000 people.
That's crazy,
can
right? That's just like right there. That's all you need to know.
Can you name 1 big company from Iowa?
No.
Nope. No. Can you
There's
name
nothing
one?
To see.
Milwaukee. I don't know the name. Milwaukee Tool.
Yeah.
American Motors.
Yeah.
I can think of more. I can think of way more. But now that I have all these beers and shots of me. Hold on. Oh, Jack Link's jerky.
Our fishing is better.
Well, that's not most.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm just thinking of more companies because I know a lot of them.
Companies.
What?
I just said, our companies.
Oh, also not only companies. How about Major League Sports? You know what Major League Sports Iowa has? None.
None?
No. Baseball. Basketball, football,
yeah.
None.
Yeah.
Fields of opportunity, more like fields of corn.
I feel like some good baseball players probably come out of Iowa, though.
Probably, and they drink more Bush Light than Wisconsin.
Probably.
So, whatever. All right, number 7. This can't be right. Great retirement. Iowa is like a smaller, boring Wisconsin. Go to Florida.
Arizona.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. No snowbird is going to be like, yeah, we have a house in Florida, but we have a cabin in Iowa.
Yeah. No.
No. That's just wrong.
No.
Have you seen the Mississippi River? Have you seen Lake Michigan? Have you seen the Northwoods?
I have not seen the Mississippi River.
What are you doing this weekend?
Seeing the Mississippi River.
Honestly?
If we're going fishing?
I don't know. It's not prime yet, but it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, let's go to La Crosse for the night. Stay the night.
No.
Okay, well, we'll figure out something else to do. See the Mississippi River. We could go to Prairie du Chien.
Okay.
It's Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Mississippi River. They have a Cabela's there.
Ooh.
Yep.
Let's buy guns.
Nah, I'm not going to do that. But
okay.
Okay. Number six, another cop out. They put no traffic.
Yeah,
well,
your
no
biggest
shit.
City
your
is...
biggest city is smaller than our.
Damn it. That's... This is sad. This is making me sad.
Kenosha County has 185,000 people. Their biggest city has 30,000. All right. All right.
This is making me very sad.
Oh, I feel bad for people.
I don't ever
want
to go to Iowa.
It's just a, yeah. Number five, four seasons. You get all four seasons. In Wisconsin, you get five seasons in a day.
You get all four seasons in multiple places. It's not like the only place that you get four seasons.
And they said, they tried to say that was their fifth best thing about the state. In Wisconsin, you can wake up, it's snowing. Guess what? Then it gets a little warm when it's raining. Middle of the day, 2 o'clock.
It's 50 degrees.
It's 74. Guess what? You go to bed, leaves are dead.
Mm-hmm. It's and then freezing. They grow back again.
And then the next morning, same thing. All right, yeah, so Iowa, damn. Illinois put up more than a fight than that. And Illinois had 31 best things. Iowa only has 10, and they're all trash.
Maybe we should put Iowa up for sale.
Here's number four. The title was safe. Well, yeah, you got...
you don't have anyone.
No one wants to go do anything bad in Iowa.
No.
Other than steal your corn.
Yeah. And
you know what? Wisconsin safe. Do we have a major city with crime? Yes. Do we have exceptionally safe areas?
But you know what? Crime is fun. No.
Right,
it makes shit interesting, but...
Okay, but also, where we live, if we never locked a door, we would never have a problem.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No, we do it, but nah, it wouldn't have to. Here's the dog again. All right, number three. This is what they put as the third best thing in Iowa: education per capita. Once
yeah, they
again,
don't got anything
when
there.
You got no one there, you only have to teach agriculture at your schools. So everyone's gonna be a farmer. What are we missing here?
Well, I don't want to rip on them too hard because there ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, I go to a barn party in Iowa and drink 32 Busch Lights.
Oh, yes.
And you hear that? I'm finishing my case and having two of the next guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to rip on Iowa too much.
Well, number one and two are going to get you there.
Man.
Number one and two are going to get you there. Because they're the same thing, but they listed them as one and two. Number two is cheap housing.
Okay, well, you can
so
get that.
No one wants to live there. And if you're living on a farm field where the biggest offer is 4 miles to the town of 12, I wouldn't pay for that.
I would.
So, Jordan and I live
maybe
in,
I'm moving to Iowa.
Maybe. Jordan and I live in a – it is probably in the top five most expensive places in the state. Jordan, you look out there. What do you see?
Lake Michigan.
Boom. That's called lakefront. I paid for this little house to see that stupid lake and not have tons of neighbors.
Stupid, dirty lake.
Do I have a 5-car garage and a shed bar? Yes. Do I have fish tanks? Not related. But yeah, there's of course it's cheap. Your choices are farm field or small city.
Yeah.
And then all right, are you? So I'm sorry. All right, you ready for the number one?
I think so.
Low cost of living. They put it next to. Cheap
housing. It's the same thing.
Well, yeah. You only have to buy the things that are produced in the lawn next door.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard? Oh, I went to
no shipping.
Dolce & Gabbana.
I'm sure they
friggin'
got
Iowa.
Although I don't know if they got cattle farms and stuff. So I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I don't know why you brought up cattle farms. I just don't. Iowa. Don't you guys have anything fun? Have you ever seen Guy Fieri go to Iowa?
Honest. Well, I don't know, but I've never heard of, like, anything fun going on in Iowa.
Well, Ames, Iowa, the only thing you hear.
I don't even know if I've heard about that.
I'll bring it back to the colleges. They have a good football team, good college football team, Big Ten. But
that's boring. Who gives a shit about that except for college kids?
Oh, a lot of people love college football, man. I like college football more than the NFL. But, and like, sometimes when I come back from my girlfriend's and go through Iowa, it's just nothing.
Yeah.
I think I found one river.
Yeah, that's boring.
The only thing they got going for them is Quick Trip said, hey, We got to go down there, but we got to get more pizzazz. We're going to call it Quick Star.
Is that where they call it?
Quick Star. Why'd you take your headphones off?
So I got to pee.
You can go pee. I'll talk for another minute. I'll have you back and we'll wrap up the podcast. So, honestly, Iowa, I like you guys because you guys are Midwest through and through. You're good, hardworking people. You drink beer 8 days out of the week. But honestly, Wisconsin took you on this one. We have two coasts. We have the Mississippi coast and we have Lake Michigan. Bigger cities, better football, just everything more. And like when we went against Illinois, they had Portillo's, we had Culver's. I don't know if you guys have anything. But anyways, Wisconsin is better than Iowa. Hate to say it. But once again, you guys, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. And as always, don't forget to give us a like, subscribe, follow, rate, review. And you know what? If you share this to your friend, we're getting bigger for the both of us. We're just trying to be the number three podcast in Wisconsin. We're almost
maybe
there.
In Kenosha.
No, we're number one in Kenosha.
I don't know about that.
I watched the Kenosha City podcast. I think it had 2 views and one of them was me. But all right, guys, you have a good week. We will see you same place, same time. Bye.